This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and streaming online. This is Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO.
Change your phone number, but I'm gonna hook you. you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in my back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot out tears, gas, get 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, know she's gonna drive the fellas wild.
Drive wild, boy.
You ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in the back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, getting 20 gallons to the mile. Joker driven, honey, know she's gonna drive those fellas.
Don't roll my love around.
KU, as I said before, a bunch of local bands who are playing out this week. First was the Nervous Eaters with Loretta, and they will be at the Middle East on Saturday, the 4th of August. And after that, you heard another band who's also going to be on the bill with them. It's Justine and the Unclean with Love Got Me Into This Mess from their 2017 album, Get Unclean, and that was the debut single. Then Muck and the Myers with Tear It Down from their 2011 album, A Cellar Full of Muck. The garage rock band began in 2000, and they're going to be playing on August 4th, but they'll be at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville, Mass. A lot of shows this next week. After that, the Billy Connors Project with Limousine Jean from their newest EP, and they're going to be playing on also August 3rd at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. I think that's Friday. That's a Friday night, yeah. They'll be on the bill with Liz Borden's band. And set ended with a local cat I've never played before. That was Gary Santarello with Don't Kick Me When I'm Down from his 2016 disc Unconditional Love. Santarello is a singer, songwriter, guitarist who's been performing solo and with his band for over 40 years. This album's all original material, but he also has the band Ditto, which plays accurate versions of music by artists such as James Taylor, Neil Young, and America, hence the name Ditto. Ditto sometimes plays as a duo with Santarella and bassist cellist Roger Kimball, and sometimes as a five-piece band. Ditto will be playing at the Ipswich Ale Brewery this Thursday, the 26th, and at Vasa in Salisbury, Mass. On Saturday, August 4th. Let's see, what do we have next? Okay, yes, I've got a few non-local acts who are coming to town in the next couple of weeks. We're going to heat things up a bit now with Faster Pussycat with Bathroom Wall, which was on their 1987 self-titled debut album. Band was around from about 86 to 93, kind of a sleazy, hard rock, kind of glam. They reunited in 2001, and they're going to be playing on Wednesday night at the Greasy Luck Pub in New Bedford, Mass. So here is Faster Pussycat.
We'll be right back. A new plan, stealing from the Taliban, make a little money, turning poppies into heroin. Sergeant didn't like it, so they put me in a hole. Said it's easy shooting when they don't know where to go. Threw me on a lily pad, sent me home to NORAD. I knew I'd be in trouble, but I didn't think it'd be this bad. Stranger wearing all black, met me on the tarmac. Told him I was sorry, but I ain't ever going back. He said, you ain't trouble, son. Learn to fight without a gun. Got a new assignment, now you're working for the Pentagon. Gonna take a trip, wouldn't tell me what it's for. Gotta serve your country, gonna help us win the war. MIT, PhDs, night and day to test me. Ain't what I was thinking, but I'm being all that I can be. I ain't no genius, but I knew it wasn't right. Eating numbers in the morning, LSD at night. Send me off to deep space, help him win the arms race. Hold on me, oh my, this shit's got a funny taste. Above the ground, told me when I'm leaving, but nothing about a coming down. Sitting on a bad tree, 1,000 pounds of gasoline, ain't leaving nothing but some rubble in my slipstream. Mama always said I should be aiming for the moon. Never would have guessed that I'd be passing my son. How the hell did I get here? Blasting through the atmosphere, drop the rocket boosters, and I'm shifting into high gear. Bowie on the system, and a bottle on my knee. Armstrong ain't got nothing on me. Here we go, K-Mag, yo-yo. Someone wanna get me, gotta come up where the sun don't go. Something about it ain't right. Lay down in a spaceship, woke up in a firefight. Chipping from the morphine, came down in a bad seat. God don't let me die, yeah, I ain't even 19. I won't ever ask you Lord for anything again. Swear it on the Bible, Torah, Koran. Lying in a rhino track, about to have a heart attack. IED got to me, someone called the medevac. I need some fixing after where it is I've been. Never gonna go and try and shoot a gun again. Slipping out the back door, gonna join the Peace Corps. Tell me I'm a hero, now someone else can fight this war.
right, that was several other bands coming to town this week. Let's see. First, you heard Faster Pussycat with Bathroom Wall, which I got from the Greatest Hits, but that was on their self-titled debut album in 1987. After that, you heard Hayes Carl with K-Mag Yo-Yo. Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. Yes, Faster Pussycat's going to be at the Greasy Luck Pub in New Bedford, Mass. On this Wednesday night. Then you heard Hayes Carl with K-Mag Yo-Yo from his 2011 album, K-Mag Yo-Yo and Other American Stories, which received a nomination for Best Album by the Americana Music Association. I remember hearing that song on WBCN Freeform Online with Sam Copper playing it, and it became my favorite song that summer. I love this song. Hayes Carl is a singer-songwriter from Texas doing country and Americana. He's going to be playing Thursday night, August 2nd, at City Winery in Boston. The set ended with the Smashing Pumpkins doing Tarantula from their 2007 album Zeitgeist. They're going to be playing next Tuesday night, July 31st, at the Boston Garden. Not sure if that band's big enough to fill the garden, but though it's billed as their reunion tour, so we'll see. Now I have serious guitar time, and I've got a couple of artists who are going to be in town next week. First is the Travis Larson Band with Behind the Age from Annika, their seventh studio album. They're a three-piece instrumental fusion rock, and they're going to be playing at Thunder Road in Somerville on Thursday, August 2nd. They'll be opening for guitarist Andy Timmons, who used to be in the band Danger Danger, but then spent many years as a session guitarist and doing solo work. If I had something to play by him, I'd be doing it right now. I should look and see if there's any in the database here. Maybe I'll do that. But anyway, here is the Travis Larson Band with Behind the Age. You just heard some serious guitarists who are coming to town in the next couple of weeks. First was Travis Larson Band with Behind the Age from Annika, their seventh studio album. And they're going to be at Thunder Road in Somerville on Thursday, August 2nd, opening for guitarist Andy Timmons. I'm looking forward to that show, but I'm really looking, especially looking forward to Jeff Beck, who I played after that, and he's coming to town also. You heard Jeff Beck, Cause We've Ended as Lovers, from his 2017 album Live at the Hollywood Bowl. I'd say that's my favorite of his songs. I mean, his songs are all great. He's such an amazing guitarist. And when I've gone to see him many times, and blows me away with a lot of what he's playing, and this song really gets to me. I love that song. Then after that, you heard another Jeff Beck from Live at Hollywood Bowl, and that was Purple Rain, on which he's joined by John Hammer, Beth Hart, Jimmy Hall, and Steven Tyler. Love that one. That was Beth Hart doing the lead vocals. And the funny thing is, first time I had seen him in the past, but Walter and I saw Jeff Beck, geez, maybe about 10 years ago or something. He was at the Hampton Beach Casino, and he had a really good female singer with him. I didn't know who she was, and later years, I looked it up, and it turned out it was Beth Hart. So we saw her with him back then. And Jeff Beck's going to be playing the Stars Align Tour on Friday night, August 3rd, at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion, where he will be joined by Paul Rogers and Ann Wilson. I am so psyched for the show, man. I hope they'll all collaborate on a song or two. You know, maybe I'll get to hear something really great like that Purple Rain we just heard. It's so cool when you get that things at concerts. And I am so excited. I can't wait to see Jeff Beck again. Love that guy. Well, that's all the stuff I've been playing tonight is today is our bands that are coming to town this week. And this week and next week, because as I said, I may not be able to do the show next week because we're going to that Bank Pavilion show of Bush, The Cult, and Stone Temple Pilots. So I don't know how the logistics will work out, if I'll be able to get this show done or not. But so that's why I decided to, you know, give you a sample of what's coming to town in the next couple of weeks. And now, still got another 15 minutes left of the show, so it's going to be really free-form in it now. This is where the playlist I had planned was done, and I find what I can find, what it looks like would be cool to play. And I just got a copy of this CD. Just dropped my ID on the floor. Excuse me, I haven't even heard this yet, so I'm going to be playing something I have never heard before. What the heck just happened? This is Eric Steckel, guitarist. I started playing him on the show recently. Didn't know about him. He's been around a while, I guess. He's a young 28-year-old, I believe. Really good guitarist. And this album is called Black Gold. And the song, I haven't heard it yet, but I'm sure it's great. It's called My Darkest Hour. Eric Steckel.
Smiling face, it makes me feel like I'm going home. No time to waste, all this precious taste. You know I can't do it on my own.
Run to you. My darkest hour.
was a rave. Never thought you'd take it quite that far. Tempt your fate, close a case. Never thought I'd see you fall this far. Run to you.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolises you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.